So I guess to start by telling me a little bit about the recipes you chose and why.
Well, I focused on the gumbo because the family would get together to put it together. You know, somebody had to pick the shells out of the crab meat. Somebody had to peel the shrimp, take the dookie out like my dad used to say. And he would make a, he would need the shells from the shrimp so he could make the seafood stock.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to chop up the seasoning. Somebody had to slice the sausage and cook the sausage. So it was like a family activity.
Mm-hmm.
Kids would be outside playing. And of course, nobody wanted to cut the okra and cook it, but somebody had to. And it was always easier for all of us to get together and do a part. And then my dad would do the final thing of assembling all of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was one of the meals that we enjoy. And we don't eat it, but maybe three times a year, usually during the holidays, because putting a pot of gumbo together sometimes can be really expensive.
Right.
And everybody loves it, so that's why I, and everybody knows gumbo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though everybody's gumbo recipe is different, you know, and I'm sure if 10 people stood in here and gave their recipe,
right,
they'd all be totally different. And of course, we always had French bread to go with that.
Okay. Okay, what were the other ones?
The other recipes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I chose some recipes that, I don't know, we're really funny about our recipes. I don't know where my mother found this recipe for lemon lush. And it was something that she prepared alone. And it was flour and chopped walnuts, cream cheese, powdered sugar, la creme topping, and lemon instant pudding and pie filling and milk. And it was something that I really liked because it was very light and delicious and it wasn't too sweet. And I, one of the reasons I picked this was that was the last thing that my mother prepared before she passed for me, because she knew I loved it. And we were getting ready for July the 4th and she passed on July the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And initially, we couldn't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like if we ate that, she would be gone.
Right.
So that was the reason why I picked that. Millicone is another thing that I chose because I'm the only one who prepared it in advance. My mom showed me how to fix it. And I don't think anybody really wants to learn to make it because they want me to do it.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you want me to talk about what I put in it or how I prepare it. But it was strange when I went to New Jersey to live for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking around looking for Millicone. Nobody knew what I meant by that.
Oh, okay.
Because it's actually called, what is it? I thought I put it, Kyoto or I can't remember what it's called, but it's actually called, named something else. And Millicone, I really think, refers to the finished dish.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to the vegetable that you put in.
Okay.
But you know how New Orleans people are.
Right.
So, And I remembered you asking us if anybody, dead or alive, could prepare something for us, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it would be my mother's turkey stuffing and her dirty rice with the livers. Oh my goodness. Nobody can make it like she does.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, do you come from a big family?
It was five of us. Mm-hmm. Mother, father, and I'm the oldest of five children.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there are a lot of family gatherings and...
Well, that's the way we were. It would be, it was three sisters that had children.
Mm-hmm.
My last two siblings didn't have any. So the best thing to do would be go over Mama on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Kids could go outside and play together.
Right.
We would go in the kitchen and talk about what was going on and mm-hmm. prepare dinner. And that, you know, that's really used to be the highlight of our week.
Right.
To get together by my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much that was it. Plus the kids would play with a few kids in the neighborhood.
Right.
But the family gatherings and talking and just mm-hmm. being with each other
mm-hmm.
is what we really liked doing.
Okay. And since your mom passed, are y'all still, have y'all relocated that or?
No, because, well, for a while after she died, we would still get together.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids grew up.
Mm-hmm.
One sister moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the sister next to me, Claudia. My baby sister moved out there, Patrice. Katrina, I went to Jersey to live for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina happens, and it relocated to my sister in Texas and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and my brother, of course, my dad lost his home, so moved into an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of scattered now. Mm-hmm. You know, I had my daughter had already relocated to Texas.
Mm.
You know, she got married and had children alone. My son managed to stay here. So we know we can't. When the holidays come, it's just me, my brother, and my dad now.
Okay.
Yeah. And Father's Day is coming, and my sister was coming in from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, because now we have a funeral Saturday. Mm-hmm. His brother passed.
Oh, okay.
So the family's getting smaller and smaller. And those gumbo days and activity days and gatherings, that's non-existent now.
Mm, okay.
Sad to say.
I mean, it happens, especially when the nucleus or the matriarch, you know, a lot changed in my family when my grandmother passed away. Mm. Because she was the person that everybody gathered around.
Right.
And I see my mom and her sisters doing what they can to reproduce that for the younger generations.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wonder, you know, with my cousins and I, if we will manage to make it as much of a priority as my mom and her sisters do. And if we don't manage to do that together, then that's all, yeah, then it's all gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a matter of, it's a moment in time, and it's something that, at least for a little while, probably felt like it would always just be the way that things were, you know? But yeah, no, growing up in my grandmother's house was a lot like that.
Yeah. And New Orleans is, we miss that. For the holidays, nobody's on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody that their moms or some family,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think we're really considered a Catholic city, even if you're not Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will live by a lot of the old habits of seafood always on Friday and
mm-hmm.
Getting together for the holidays. It's really about family down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, you know what, it's hard. popular.
Right.
It really is. There was something else I was going to say in regards to what you were saying, but let me just say this as a comparison. We had the five children, and then our siblings, and then the mates of the siblings, mm-hmm. and we had to set up the ping pong table. That's how many people we had to seat around in the den.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody could sit down. Mm-hmm. And now it's gone down to three people. Plus my baby just passed away 2 years ago.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
So it's hard. So moving right along.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, okay. I was going to say, with everybody scattered, and that sense of, I wanted you to say a little bit more about your time in New Jersey and what that was like in terms of trying to did you find yourself trying to reproduce home through cooking?
That's the only way you can.
Right.
But buying, for instance, when I tried to make the first gumbo, we went to what's called International Market. And it was a huge, huge building, like a sand, mm-hmm. that's the size. And there were all of these imported foods, and they kept the seafood alive mm-hmm. until you ordered it.
Right.
And I said, well, I need some blue crabs. And it was an Asian guy. Mm-hmm. And he said, how many do you want? I told him. And he gave me the bag, mm-hmm. and I could feel things moving.
Right.
Well, we used to buy them frozen.
All right.
They were still alive. Oh my God, freaked me out. Oysters, you know, wanted to buy some oysters to make the dressing.
Right.
And instead of getting these nice little small ones, they would be huge oysters that's almost the size of a tongue.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, the only way I was able to get Tony Thatcher's seasoning, which is what I use mm-hmm. in place of salt and pepper, mm-hmm. we went to a restaurant in Hoboken, New Jersey, and they happened to have Tony Thatcher's seasoning on each table. Mm. Now, you wouldn't have thought it was a New Orleans theme because it was called Goodfellas, but there were pictures of Mardi Gras fights in the French Quarter, mm-hmm. and I had to ask the guy after we ate if there was any way he could sell me a couple of those, because mm-hmm. they didn't sell that up there, of course. And he just gave it to me. So that sort of activated the New Orleans flavoring of my food. Mm-hmm. The markets are, there's a lot of fresh food that you can buy, and I love that. In the Asian market, in the Indian market, in the Filipino market, there was stuff I never saw before. I had to really search and look for the things that we cook with, because I think I may have ended up going to a chain store, like, what's it called? But on the order of like a Winn-Dixie, mm-hmm. I can't remember what the name of it is right now, to find the things that we use that I was familiar with. Mm-hmm. So little by little, I was able to get it back. As a matter of fact, I think it got better.
Yeah.
Always creating some delicious food.
Yeah.
Really. But certain things were really, price really high, like to get the lump crab meat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I made it. And at the same time, people think that you're not going to enjoy the food up there. Mm-hmm. There is some awesome food up there.
Yeah.
Delicious food. Mm-hmm. You know, I prefer at home. Mm-hmm. to eat mine the way that I cook. But I was willing to go out and try all these different types of food out there. That's good. Can't get French bread, though. Out the question. You can't get hot sausage patties.
Oh,
out
yeah.
The question. You know, there's just some things you couldn't find. So
right.
I'd wait until I'd visit and I'd get those things.
Right.
But
see, I'm spoiled. My mom would send them to me, or if I came in town, she had a care package ready that I could bring back to Nashville. So I had my hot sausage and that, you know, like things that I definitely needed.
Right. But it's cool.
Okay.
Culture shock, though.
Mm-hmm.
Serious culture shock. People aren't extremely friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I find that they kind of, how should I say, they stayed in ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Mexicans stayed together, the Puerto Ricans stayed together, the Africans, you know, like mm-hmm. the West Indians. I became part of a group of women that lived two blocks from me.
Mm-hmm.
One was Dutch Italian, one was Russian Italian,
mm-hmm.
one was from Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot where the other one. But and one was Chinese. Mm-hmm. So we had this real mixture of people
mm-hmm.
That got together and found a lot in common. So we used to, once a month, somebody would cook a meal.
Oh, nice.
So I've had a chance to eat different kinds of food from different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chinese, Italian. So it was all cool. It was all cool. I miss my friends up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think